Good morning. My guests this morning are Narayan and Janet Balso.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And they are positive vibes musicians. Why don't you guys tell us just exactly what that means?
To us what that means. When we were in our working careers as lifelong musicians, playing in the usual venues of bars and casinos.
Right.
We came together and we were also involved in yoga meditation and a spiritual search, and it felt really incongruous. And we started writing music that just, you know, in these environments wasn't working. So this music that came out, we really made a conscious decision to use the power of music for good, to do, you know, to help us feel better, help others have a better day. And that's what we're still doing.
And you know what's funny is in the San Francisco greater area where we've moved, that's kind of always been the case when music was really blowing in the 50s and 60s. Expression and art, it was always that kind of open arms.
That certainly is what kept me here.
Right.
It's so great that people here understand that.
Roland's been here forever, by the way, people.
Now, I see here that you refer to it as a unique blend of jazz, Motown, Beatles, and world music. That is a wonderful mix, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
How does it work?
Well, Narayan was brought up in the jazz world as a trumpet player, and he played with famous people and played all over. I was in the rock and roll world, and I played with people like Merrily Rush and different groups like that. And so consequently, we have all these decades of this past musicality that we can draw from. You know, for example, like you've played in some African bands,
reggae and also, bands, also growing up,
jazz.
As, you know, learning in the education system music, but then also having our music that was ours as kids, you know, which was the rock and the Beatles and, you know, and so what we do when we came together and, you know, when the whole record industry blew up, that was happening, and there were no more genres. It's like you didn't have to figure out what you are to put it in a record store. Where does it go? We just at the right time. So we went with that, and just whatever our favorite music is that we've been influenced by over the years, it somehow creeps into our compositions and arrangements. So we love it too. It's a lot of fun for us.
So you guys have done 4 albums so far?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
we're working on
another one in progress with Renee Jenkins, who is going to be with us on April 28th as well at the Sebastopol Center for the Performing Arts.
Right.
It's the first of what we hope is a series of concerts with Renee doing this particular show, and he brings in the indigenous. He's an expert at a wide range of indigenous instruments.
Well, it's nice to see musicians who are interested in what you are interested in rather than in just the bottom line.
Right.
Which is,
unfortunately,
too common.
It is common. And once again, the Bay Area, look at what they do with the food they have. You know, they recycle. They have local food. You know, having the drought makes you aware of water and earth and all that.
Right.
So that kind of sensitivity is perfect for what we're doing.
Well, thank you two for coming in. Let's tell people once again that this is Narayan and Janet Balso. They are going to be presenting a show called I Just Want to Breathe at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts Friday, April 28th at 7 p.m. You can get tickets at Brown Paper Tickets. And for more information, go to sebarts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.